It's Shane here at MotorCheck, and I'm sitting in the office with Bob Flavin. Bob has just returned back from the SAMI press conference on the new swappage scheme that's proposed, and he was doing duty behind the camera for us where we streamed it live on the internet. How did it go down, Bob?
It seemed to go down very well. There was an awful lot of questions about it. It's something different at a press conference for anyone to be able to see what goes on at a press conference when it comes to this, and they can ask questions directly, live.
Yeah, live streaming seemed to be relatively new for the industry, and I saw when we were looking at it that at one point there were over 50 people looking at the transmission, which is great because in our experience, for every one person looking at it, there's another 10 people in the room behind the scenes, so a great way to get the message out there. In terms of swappage itself, what was the actual proposal on the table, if you could put it in a synopsis for us?
It's fairly simple. They want to take $2,000 off VRT, which means you'll get a rebate after buying a brand new car of $2,000. Well, that's the plan. So you still be able to negotiate your dealer discount, you still worry about the cost of change, you still worry about all the usual things, but there's $2,000 coming back to you at the end of it as well. That obviously has to come from somewhere. It's VRT, it goes to the government coffers, so you have to get the government to say yes.
I guess it's up to a maximum of $2,000. So if the VRT in your car was only €500, then it's €500 you'll get back. Is that right?
It'll be dependent on how much the car was VRT'd in the first place.
Okay. Right. So I guess what it's going to do is give the government an opportunity to say it's okay to buy a new car, which is what essentially scrappage did a couple of years ago, and that really incentivized the market. But crucially, it's going to have a knock-on effect on the used car market as well. Tell me what you think about that.
Well, the good part is it's the same idea as a scrappage scheme, but we're not scrapping the cars. So you're actually still just trading them in as you would have done before. But now the dealerships will get a bigger fleet of older cars that aren't being changed, say 2006, 2005 kind of cars that aren't being shifted out there at the moment, because nobody wants to trade them in because they're not worth $2,000. That's what it comes down to. So now we have a selection of cars that will be coming onto used car forecourts that will be available for everyone to buy, which is better than scrappage because obviously scrappage just puts them in a bin.
Yeah, so put a swappage discount in place or incentive with the fantastic discounts that the manufacturers are pushing at the moment, a preferential finance rate by the manufacturer, and it looks like it's going to be a very, very good time to consider buying a new car.
Well, when you add it all up, there's never been a better time to buy a new car. Never. They've never been as cheap. They've never been as high spec. The amount of stuff we get now is standard, which would have been huge extras not so long ago. And now, if we can get the swappage bit into it as well, that's an extra bit of an incentive from the government. So it has to stimulate the market, and that'll be brilliant.
Yeah, great. Well, congratulations to SAMI on a very successful press conference. Hopefully there's people around the corner in Dáil Éireann listening and watching our live stream, and they'll give it the thumbs up at budget time. Bob, thanks a million for all your help earlier on, and we look forward to doing it again soon.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.